What's up, people? Adam Hunter here, and I'm giving you an extra podcast this week on Rockfin, R-O-K-F-I-N. Okay, tell all your friends how great it is. I got the bull, Andre Harrison. Andre Harrison, the man, he's like, I don't know, 20-1. He won last week in the PFL. I think he might win the million this year again. I mean, there's a good chance of him doing that. Him and Lance Palmer are both 1-1 against each other. And yeah. So check out Andre Harrison. I'm calling him right now. Traps on some traps on some traps. Traps on some trap don't some trap don't some trap. Түүний сонс тө хөгч юм дур болаа. Даваж дуудан дур болаа мууруулаа. Hey, Andre Harrison, how are you?
How you doing?
Good, man. Great fight last week.
Kinda, sorta.
I thought it was good. That guy was good though. They didn't give you some scrub. That guy was good.
Yeah, man. He's definitely. I think he's better than what people give him credit for. But, you know, you're like in the know with fighters, so like I respect you saying that.
No, he was good, and he was good. Was there pressure? Because I know a lot of guys come after a loss. They just want to get that win. You know, they want to know, just get that win. So, but you're in a weird spot because you want to also earn points. You don't want to just coast out a win. Was it a weird spot for you?
You like hit it right on the nose with that when you say that, because, I mean, the last thing you want, especially like the way my career is going, is that you don't want it to be like two wins in a row, two losses in a row. But then it's like, you know, it like kind of like draws up like, damn, was I just like on a hot streak and like, am I off now? Do people figure, you know, what I do out? So you definitely, you know, have that in your head when you go out there. But also at the same time, like you said, you know, you need to get points, yes. But for me, it was more so like, I need to get this win. You know,
right.
I need to write everything that happened. Last season, I don't feel like went the way that I thought it should have went. And so I need to, you know, get out here and make it so that this year goes right, you know?
Yeah, no, it was a tough spot. I mean, were you hurt at all during the fight?
No. I was looking like at the fight statistics, I think like only 5 strikes got thrown against me.
Yeah, but it looked like there were some hard strikes, so.
No, I mean, I don't remember getting hit with any punches. I don't think any punches landed. But he threw that one kick. But it landed on the body, but I blocked it. I had my hands in tight, so there was nothing during the fight where I was like, shit, you know. So, but,
yeah. Totally. I thought the last time in the last year in the tournament, you had a tough go because you had to fight that guy from Titan FC that gave you your toughest battle in Titan, and he rocked you. And then afterwards, you had to fight Lance Palmer, and I thought it was just like, it was probably the toughest night at anybody. It was just because it was just a lot harder than Lance Palmer's fight, you know?
I would agree, especially not only just that, but you also got to factor in the fact that Lance was like the first or second fight of the night. So he had about a 2-hour break before he had to fight me, whereas I had about 20 minutes before I had to fight him.
it was insane. It really was like round 4 and 5, or round 3 and 4, for you. It was like, I mean, it was just, yeah. But I honestly think that like, I thought you looked great. I thought you got your win right. I was concerned about your teammate. Your teammate was Chris Wade, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what he's doing. Chris Wade is a great wrestler. I think he was a state champ wrestler or something. He wrestled in college.
He was.
And now he wants to be Wonder Boy. He just wants to go out there and throw crazy kicks and, you know, flying knees. And I'm just like, dude, you know, go with what got you there. You know, fuck the fans booing and everyone getting mad. Like, what are you doing?
I didn't even get to see his fight because, you know, they have us doing the post-fight medicals and all that other stuff. So I didn't get a chance to see his fight, but when I look at it, I'll be able to, you know, talk to you better about it. But, you know, I heard it was like, you know, I heard he was relatively, you know, dominant during the fight and stuff like that. And I know the guy, Nate, the guy that he fought, Nate, I know him personally. Like, I went to his gym out in Boston, and I sparred with him a couple times, too. He's a good guy, and he's a tough fighter as well.
Yeah, no, Chris won the fight, and he looked great. I just was concerned because, you know, there's this whole thing of, like, wrestlers, they don't like getting booed, and they want to be crowd favorites, and they want to impress the fans, and that's usually when the losses start coming.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm just like, no, man, I don't care how boring you are. I don't care if you're the most boring fighter out there. If you win, a win is a win.
Yeah.
And there'll be people that will appreciate it. People will appreciate Ben Askren, or they appreciate GSP, or even, you know, Jake Shields. I mean, they'll have their fans. So, yeah. you know, Ryan Hall will have his jiu-jitsu fans. No one is going to say that that guy is an exciting fighter. But, hey, man, you know, beat your style. You know, make them beat your style.
Yeah, I mean, I think I do a pretty decent job at switching it up. Like, there's times where I do a lot more striking. Like when I fought Becerra that last time. There's times where I do a lot more striking than grappling, and then there's times where I do a lot more grappling than striking. I think it's called being a smart MMA fighter. You know, I'm not just a stand-up guy. I'm not just a jiu-jitsu guy. Like, I try my best to mix it up and capitalize on where my opponent may be weak. What's the sense of being well-rounded if you can't do that?
No, you look great, man. I mean, you look great, and, you know, I was happy for you. I know your wife must have killed you because she's just, you know, hot Jamaican. She was already spending your millions. Your ex-girl was already collecting that child support. I mean, how much were people mad at you after the million? People that, like, were expecting that money, were they pissed?
I don't know. I mean, some of, like, my younger cousins, like, from Trinidad and stuff, like, they were hurt because they were, like, hurt. But not like, in a way, like, damn, now we can't get any money. But, like, more so, like, you know, they look up to me. So it's almost like I'm their glimmer of hope, you know. And it's like that for a lot of people. And
anytime
I do something bad or wrong, it's like magnified. It's like it feels like it's like almost it's taking their hope away from them.
Whatever, dude. Everyone has a loss. And plus, it was a two round. It was a weird fight. It was one of those things that, like, who fights twice in a night? And like, it was against a guy that you already beat. You had a fight 20 mm-hmm. minutes before. I mean, but whatever. I mean, excuses aside. I mean, are you gunning for Lance now? I mean, is that you, like, go to bed looking at Lance Palmer and wake up and look at him again?
No. I got asked that a lot, too. People are like, are you hunting for that rematch? Like, is it out there? And I'm like, yo, we're like, in a tournament. So
yeah.
You don't know. I may not see Lance this year. I mean, I beat him the first time we fought for the World Series the title. He beat me in the semifinals of PSL and ended up claiming the title. So it's like, we both beat each other, like, at a pivotal point in our careers.
Right.
You know? And
but
so,
yeah.
I'm sorry?
But some of these guys from Dagestan, like that are just knocking people out with flying knees, or just, like, those guys are on the early prelims. Who are those guys? And are you nervous about those guys?
I have no idea who they are. I'm like, terrible about it like that. But, no, I'm not nervous because... you know, like, at the end of the day, it's a fight, and any of those things could happen to anybody. But I think it's different being in there with me. Like, I think I have better awareness, and, you know, I'll be able to see certain things. And you know, you can't just come out the gate and throw a flying knee. I mean, Pettis threw a flying knee at me, and he didn't land it. So you know, I just think I'll be prepared for it.
Wait, Pettis? Sergio Pettis?
No, Peter Pettis.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Yeah, and then, but that was crazy, man. Like, that guy that got knocked out in 10 seconds, the leech.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I think also what plays a part in it is that some of these guys, they harp on the point system. And so they go out, and they're just, like, you know, kind of, like, getting ready to just throw for the fences and, you know, leave themselves open and yada, yada, yada. And, you know, now you leave yourself at risk to get cracked and possibly put out.
You're so right. Because I've been taking Muay Thai a couple days a week. I mean, it's not like I'm not like competitive Muay Thai, but I asked my instructor, who's a Muay Thai coach, I go, I showed him that clip of that guy getting knocked out in 10 seconds. And I go, what would you tell this guy if you were his coach? And he said, first of all, you know, why are you throwing like a hard jab to the body when 10 seconds to start a fight? Take your time. Feel him out. You know, calm down. You know, and then I thought, it makes sense, like you said, with the point system. This is probably what you're thinking.
Yeah, the entire time that I was back there, we didn't have a monitor in the room. And so I'd be back there, and they'd be like, all right, that fight is over. Walk the next guys out. And then 2 seconds later, you hear, oh, shit. And then it's like, you know, then it's like, all right, damn, another person got knocked out. So it's like, you know, you got these guys getting finished left and right. And the reason is, again, they are newcomers. They don't understand the season. Like, you can't just sit up there and go to war like that in the first, you know, 10 seconds of the fight.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Yeah, that makes total sense. That makes a lot of sense because these guys that got knocked out were 13-1 or 12-2, and I'm like, and they're ex UFC guys. It was like the UFC guys went like 0-3, the ex UFC guys. So these guys from Dagestan or whoever, or one guy from Brazil. But you're right, it was probably the point system fucked them up. I didn't even think about that, man. You're a smart dude, Harrison.
I try to be.
And I didn't realize how much of a legend you were in Long Island. You were second in the state or first in the state?
Say that one more time. I'm sorry.
In wrestling, what did you place in the tournament?
I placed third and fifth.
Third and fifth. Because my the guy that I coach with, you know, Junior Amazon?
Yes, I do. He wrestled at UNL.
Yeah, him and his brother about 2 years ago, because I coached with Junior, and they had like an hour debate whether or not you would beat Bubba Jenkins in a fight. But I think one of them had you, one of them had Bubba, but it was just crazy because they all remembered wrestling with you back in high school and college.
Yeah, good times, man.
Yeah.
That's some good
times. So now, are you married? Are you, is it official? What's going on?
Getting married August 10th in Jamaica,
too. August 10th, where?
In Jamaica.
In Jamaica?
Yeah.
Damn. So that's where she's from, right?
Yeah.
So how many of your friends are going to go out there?
You know, I'm not entirely too sure because she was doing most of the planning and working stuff out with people. And, you know, and I didn't really ask because people kind of frustrate me with that kind of stuff. Like, if you're going, you're going. If not, then not, you know. So, but I know we have about 70 people going.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, do they drug test you in the PFL?
Yeah, they do.
So you can't smoke weed in Jamaica?
I've never smoked anything in my entire life.
Wow.
Yeah, never. Not one time. Never even tried it. Not one pull. Nothing.
Now, how does that happen? How does a guy like you, you know, you grew up in, like, what, Uniondale or Freeport something?
I grew up in Freeport, but my family and everybody, we're from Trinidad.
Yeah, a lot of weed in Trinidad.
A lot.
And I know that, like, you know, your friends did in high school. Was it just you were just wrestling, super focused on wrestling?
It was a combination of being focused on wrestling. And I think maybe I was either a sophomore or junior in high school, right when you get around that, like, kind of experimental stage. One of my cousins, somebody laces weed. Now, I'm not sure what they laced it with, but I just remember him being in the hospital for a couple days, and he had, like, a really, really bad reaction. Like, he had the shakes, and they put him on some kind of, like, medicines to keep, you know, to keep him kind of stable, and I just was looking like, yo, this is what happens, like, if you get, like, smoke with, like, the wrong people, for, you know, so to speak. And I'm like, man, I don't know about this. So I got, like, scared, and you know, and I never tried it.
That's good, man. Well, you're not missing much, honestly. You're better off. You know, or just wait till you're done fighting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you got so much going for you. Now, does she want to have another kid?
Does my wife want to, or do I want to?
Both.
Well, yeah, she does. She's 29 now. Her birthday's in December, so I guess the game plan is to probably look to do something maybe, you know, after the new year or possibly, you know.
There you go. There you go. Look at you. You're like an adult. You're going to win $1 million this year. You're going to get married.
Yes, sir.
You're going to have a kid. You're a role model. Are you still training with Gregor Gillespie?
Yeah, he actually just left the gym.
Now, what's that like?
Well, Gregor's crazy, so, you know, it's cool, but he's a good dude. He's a good dude, and, you know, we have amazing workout sessions together, so.
Now, is he the most underrated fighter in MMA today?
I don't know if I would say he's underrated, though.
Because no one's talking about him. The guy, he's never brought up in the top five, top ten. He's undefeated. Nobody's even come close to beating him.
Well, right now I think he's ranked 11.
11, okay.
And so his next fight would definitely be a top 10 guy. But I think the reason why he's not talked about a lot is because there's nobody out there really calling him out. I mean, he's a nightmare to fight. Why would you want to fight somebody? If you're a striker, you don't want to fight him because if you overcommit to any shot, any punch or strike, and he goes under and take you down, you may not ever get up again.
Right.
And if you're a jiu-jitsu guy, you know, he has knockout finishes as well. So you know he's capable of stuffing your takedowns. And again, even if he gets on top of you, there's no telling that you may get up again. So he's not a good matchup for a lot of people, you know.
Now, how do you do against him? Like when you guys spar, is it pretty even?
Yeah, I do well. I mean, we have days where, you know, he gets the better of me and there's days where I get the better of him, so.
That's awesome. I mean, Lance Palmer must be pretty easy to go up against after training with Gillespie.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that the biggest difference between the two of them is Gregor is, like, relentless on the takedowns. Like, if he doesn't get the first shot, he's shooting again, he's shooting again, he's shooting again. Whereas I think Lance, if you stop his shot, you guys are still neutral. You know what I mean? And which is what happened in the first fight is I stuffed his initial, you know, first takedowns, and we spent the bulk of that fight on our feet. And the second fight, he shot that first shot, he was able to get it, and then we spent the bulk of the fight on the ground. So,
right.
Yeah.
And then how did you do in college? When you wrestled in college, you kind of had some problems like with grades or something, or girls, or? You got your girl pregnant. What happened?
No, I got her pregnant after college. I didn't do bad in college. I was a 2-time All American.
Wow, so D1?
D2. I took what was it? 5th and 3rd again, I think. Yeah, 5th and 3rd.
How come you didn't go D1?
Because of the clearinghouse, I needed to go and take like a couple summer courses. To be able to go D1 and in, no, actually, no, I'm lying. You know what happened? What happened was, initially, I did have to take the summer courses, and I did take them, so I qualified to go D1, but when I went to do, like, a couple of the school visits, all the D1 schools that I could have went to, they weren't going to pay for my red shirt yet, just the 2 years that I was active. And the D2 schools, they would pay for all 3 years. So I went there because I didn't want to have, you know, a crazy amount of debt coming out of college.
Wait, did you go to junior college first?
Yeah, I did 2 years at a junior college.
And did you wrestle for that college?
Yeah, Nashville Community College, yeah. All-American there as well.
Oh, wow. I don't know. Were you and Al Iaquinta teammates?
No, I actually wrestled Al twice in high school, though, but we weren't teammates.
You beat Al, right?
Yeah, me and Chris Wade were teammates at Nassau.
Oh, wow. Well, now, was Al a psycho back then, too, in high school?
Not as bad as I think now. I think now he might be a little crazier.
Now, Nassau Community College has the hottest women I've ever seen because they're all, like, super hot chicks that were, like, didn't study in high school, just worked out all day, or they were in the fitness or whatever. And they show up with, like, coming from the club to class, they still have glitter
pretty
on
much.
And, like, they're short and, like, their booty shorts. Was it just insane for you? I mean, coming from Freeport, and you saw all these thirsty white girls. Did you just go nuts?
I mean, I indulged a little bit. You know, I indulged a little bit, and I had my share, but I was still able, you know, to get past the clearing house.
But did you live back in the hood in Freeport? Like, did you take the girls back to your place, or were they like, scared and stuff? And, like,
I was when I went to NASA, I was living with one of my teammates in Long Beach.
Oh, okay.
Eduardo Delgado. He was the state champ as well.
Oh wow! So you guys must have been going crazy, like Patty McGee's and like
It was awful. We were going in.
Wow. Damn. So you may have three more kids you don't know about.
I mean, no. I think by now they would have found me.
Good point.
By now they would have found
me. Maybe they're waiting for you to win the million this year.
After the million, I'm gonna disappear. That's gonna be it.
Now, were there any fights back in the day, back in NASA Community College? I know sometimes the football team wants to fight the wrestling team.
I think the wrestling team got into it with the lacrosse and the baseball team a couple times.
Were you involved in that?
It's a possibility. I can't confirm or deny those allegations, but it's a possibility.
Did you beat up the baseball team? You had to beat up the baseball team and the lacrosse team. Come on.
Yeah, there's no real fighters on that team, you know.
Yeah, wow. All right, look at you, man. You're a wild guy.
Nah, but, yo, funny
maybe
story,
maybe you should talk to high and, like, calm down. Stop being up baseball teams and stuff.
One time we were at National Duels, and, at that point in time, all the heavy hitters was wrestling at Iowa Central. John Jones, Deron Wynn, all those guys were wrestling over there. And a fight broke out, and Jones was the first person off the bench dealing with people.
Wow. So John Jones was fighting at a dual meet at Nassau Community College?
But you didn't hear that from me, though.
Oh, wow. Now, and then you saw John just, like, beating up people?
I seen somebody get – somebody didn't make it. To the pigtails. Somebody definitely didn't make it to the pigtails.
Now, was Colby Covington also fighting people?
I believe so, yeah.
I don't
even remember why the brawl broke out. I just remember people got dealt with.
So John was on the bleachers. About to take steroids in college. So
say that one more time.
According to Colby Covington, John was taking a lot of roids in college.
So, I don't know who was taking. I always wondered that, you know what I mean? Because I never even thought about PEDs and any of that kind of stuff. But I just figured, you know, you just got to work your tail off.
But and, you look but you look a lot bigger this year than you were last year. You look good. You look very, very, very jacked.
You think so? I think I look skinnier this year than
I don't know,
you
man.
You made me feel good.
Maybe you were just puffing it out, like, you know, trying to show off for the girls and stuff.
Maybe. But, like, I never thought about any of that stuff. And then, like, now with everybody getting popped, you see certain things. I'm like, what the hell is this? And you Google it, and you're like, oh. And so I sit up there, and I think, I'm like, yeah, I wonder if some of these guys was taking this while we were wrestling.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they were.
Crazy. Now, if you're taking that kind of stuff from, like, that time to, like, you know, now and like, now that – so, like, a guy like Dillashaw who – you know, he wrestled and everything. Like, if he was taking something from then till now, like, wouldn't that mess your body up?
Not only that, but I know so many fighters that told me to take that they took steroids, and then they were worried about the testing, and then they got off it, and they always lose. They always.
Yeah.
I've never seen anybody go the other way. They always.
That's crazy.
They always try to, like, cycle it, and these guys get away with it, but they get and their like chin goes gone. You know, it's so. I don't know. Maybe it's a mental thing, too, because if you're kicking everyone's ass in practice and all of a sudden you're not doing what you did, you know how it is. Like, all of a sudden you're having bad practices and getting beat by guys you shouldn't have beat or you were beating 3 weeks ago. That's going to create a lot of self-doubt in your head.
Yeah, and once your mental is messed up, then that's it.
It's over. It's a wrap. Well, listen, Andre Harrison, great job. Where can people follow you?
You can find me on IG at DreTheBullMMA145 and Facebook and Twitter. You can find me at DreTheBull.
You're the best. Well, thank you and have a good upcoming week, man.
No problem, man. Thank you a lot. Have a great day.
Thank you.
All right.
Well, thank you, Andre the Bull Harrison. You are the man. I'm happy to hear that story about John Jones fighting in college. Does not surprise me, but the legend continues, I guess. Listen, thank you for supporting me. Check me out at adamhunter.com. I'm everywhere. Thank you, Andre Harrison, and take care, guys. Bye bye.
Trap, sons, and trap, don't son. Түүний сонс тө хөгж юм дур булаа. Даа дэ стоотан дур булаа мөрөө.